Coach, how you doing? Good morning.
Darren and Steve, great to be with you.
It's been a while, so we haven't had a chance to talk to you since National Signing Day. One, what did you think of – by the way, congratulations. I know you're going to tell us how pleased you are with your class. But two, everybody had to go through this together. And between December and February, how much did it take away from what used to be, you know, the standalone day? Now we know that most everybody got their business taken care of December. So what did you think of the whole process?
Well, I think it's where we are in 2018. The reality is there is a new signing date. It is December 20th. I thought just like you forementioned, the idea of everybody getting the work done in December is what really happened. And really on the back end, everybody was looking for a piece here, a piece there. Specific items meant that maybe complement your football team. But you know what? I think it's needed and necessary. That's where we are now. It's moved forward. It's actually made university programs and coaches put a little more skin in the game in terms of, you know, what these, initial offers are. Are they real? And now, you know, for us, man, there's definitely a lot more transparency, really in the month of December for a student athlete to be able to know and understand whether or not those offers are committable.
I've enjoyed my conversations with you over the years since you've been over on West End. And I always like picking your brain, whether it's after a tough loss or an exciting win or after a season, just kind of your thoughts and what you're processing at the time. So obviously last year didn't go the way you wanted it to go.
Right.
So what has this offseason been like for you? And right now, Coach, what did you think of last season? What did you learn from last season?
Well, the season did not go the way, me or my staff envisioned it. We had some extreme highs early in the season, you know, some disappointments as we made our way through the season. And then, you know, we sort of, you know, ended the season the way we wanted to end the season in terms of what we could do. The only game that we could actually control was the Tennessee game, and that was the last one. And so what we were able to do was go out and play well. And that sort of kicks off your off season. It leads you into recruiting. I think we finished, been strong in recruiting. I think what we have to do now is just pull it apart. And that's what you do. We felt like if we didn't dominate the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball, and what that leads you to on the offensive side of the ball is not being able to run the ball effectively. Defensively, it means that you can't stop the run. And, I mean, if you can't stop the run, it makes it hard to play good defense because you don't allow yourself to get in manageable third down situations where you can actually get a team off the field. So that's exactly what we've had to do. We've had to address, some staff changes, personnel changes through graduation and attrition, and now on the other side of recruiting, and we know what we have, really coming out of our first week of spring ball. We've got a better idea what our personnel looks like, and this program is moving in the right direction. Again, I think what you have to do as a coach is be able to look at your team, say what you are, say what you aren't, tailor your schemes to what your personnel is, and then move forward.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason on the line with us. I know Steve will probably get into more of your current roster, but I did want to ask you, Coach, Zach Cunningham got a lot of playing time last year with the Texans. Now Oren Burks has gone through the combine in Indianapolis. And what kind of player do you think he will turn out to be at the next level?
A phenomenal player. I think what happens is this. We have to – our athletes are – I mean, here at Vanderbilt, I asked to do more. I mean, granted, you're on a roster sometimes, and that is full of guys that can play football. But guys like Oren, a guy like Oren had to play multiple positions. Started as a safety, then went to outside backer, then moved to inside backer. His senior year. But I think when you go through his production and when you look at what he did at each one of those positions, the NFL is going to come calling for him just based on his, flexibility. The game is changing. Guys that can do multiple things is really what the NFL is looking for. And I tell you what, he made himself some money yesterday, like when you looked at his testing. You know, when you looked at the 40, when you looked at the vertical jump, when you looked at the broad jump, when you look at his ability to change direction. I mean, from the testing measurables to his athletic ability, and the change direction and his movement skills. I mean, he's going to be somebody, man, that the scouts are going to drool over as they continue to go along in this process.
Vanderbilt coach Derek Mason joining us here on the phone this morning. And, Coach, as you get set for spring ball this year and you're underway in it, Kyle Schirmer, last year I think you thought and you hoped he was going to take that next step as a quarterback in the third year as your signal caller as a junior. He explodes for 26 touchdowns against just 10 interceptions. How much different or more comfortable do you feel now with him leading your team heading into his senior year after such a breakout season a year ago?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's his team. He had a breakout year. He did a great job of coming off a good summer and really, you know, staying within the offense, believing in himself and trusting the guys around him. Kyle's going to learn from his mistakes. He you know, had a stretch of games where, you know, when he tried to do a little too much, and that's what happens. I mean, when you want to be that guy and you press a little bit, you know, things happen. But when you look at his production, when you look at his package, when you look at, the system that he's played in and what he is, you know, I mean, he's one of the top quarterbacks in college football. You're talking about somebody, you know, who's going to be worthy of, you know, high praise and garner. And now what he's got to do is come back and follow it up with a great senior year. And right now all we're doing is looking at the weapons around him, really bolstering this roster and making sure, from my perspective, that he, you know, has, you know, everything that he needs to be successful because he knows what to do. This offense is his, and now what we got to do is put it on his back.
People are going to point immediately to the loss of Ralph Webb, your all-time leading rusher in the backfield. But what about those weapons around him and what you bring back, both at running back and at the receiver position?
Yeah, it's always tough to lose a player like Ralph Webb, but somebody's got to, you know, be able to take the reins. And, you know, in the SEC, it's always next man up. You know, I mean, everybody was talking about Fournette, and then you looked up and Guy stepped in. I mean, everybody's got a next guy. For us, you know, I mean, you're talking about Kari Blassingame, you're talking about Josh Crawford, and you're talking about Jamari Wakefield. But, you know, I mean, the name that really comes to mind, okay, is Keyshawn Vaughn. He's the dude everybody wants to see. He had to sit out last year because he was a transfer from the University of Illinois. But let me tell you something. When you get a chance to see the Mamba move, man, this dude can do it now. This guy's got everything needed and necessary to step on an SEC field, man, and get it hot. So, I'm looking forward to watching him play. But along with that, man, you've got Kalijah Lipscomb, who's now going to be in his third year and really be the featured guy with the departure of Trent Sherfield and Caleb Scott. But guys like Chris Pierce, are going to step out. You know, James Bostic had to step out. Alex Stump, the transfer from Ohio State. You know, like, these are guys, man, that are ready, man, to have or make their, I mean, debut on the big stage. And then, you know, man, we got tight ends. You know, Jalen Pinckney, has shown flashes, but now it's time for him to be a featured guy. You know, Josh Dobbs.
Coach Derek Mason on the line with us. You were in a good spot answering the question. I think you had to sneeze, so if you did, bless you. And
I did. I did. Sorry about that. Yeah, but, for us, you know, with Pinckney and Sam Dobbs, I think, man, we've got two really good tight ends with Gavin Schoenwald and Ben Bresnahan coming on board. But the guy that I'm really excited to see is Cam Johnson. You know, I mean, the BA product. He's going to come in. He's going to have a chance to play early. And so that's really where we're at in terms of this receiving core and what it looks like at the running back position.
Derek, and defensively, I'm curious because after your first season, you made the decision to make yourself be the defensive coordinator. And really, you had great success for a few seasons there of turning that defense around and making it one of the more formidable units in the SEC, if not the country. Mm-hmm. You made the decision then after last season to go back to having a defensive coordinator. You bring in Jason Tarver, a guy with NFL experience. How difficult of a process was that for you, and what does having a defensive coordinator now allow you to do that maybe you couldn't do over the last few seasons?
The biggest hurdle in that process was trying to get Jason Tarver hired. It had been a 2-year process. I mean, I'd only planned on taking it over for a year and really just trying to set my eyes on finding the right person. I knew Jason was the right person, but he was still under contract. And so I knew, I mean, that it was going to take some recruiting, you know, I mean, to get him here. But me and Jason had built defenses before, and he understands this defense inside and out. He's a front seven guy, and I've got great back end guys in the room. And so, he was the perfect guy, but he was needed and necessary. For me, my program needed me to be, you know, in the tip of the spear. They needed me to see this thing from, 50,000 feet rather than seeing it from 5,000 feet. And so with that being said, he was the right guy. This happened to be the right time. And now what we have is a defensive coordinator who I think will be as good as any coordinator in this conference. So, I'm excited. It's opened my eyes a little bit as to, what I'm looking at. It's given me more access to my program. In terms of what's needed for us to move forward and be successful in 2018, and that's a good place to be.
When's your spring game?
Our spring game is March 24th. Right now, our guys just left for spring break. We're four practices in, and we come back and hit practice next Monday. And 2 weeks, or actually within 2 weeks, on March 24th, which will be a Saturday, we'll have our spring game or our spring showcase from 3:30 to 5, and we'll be on the field, and you'll get a chance to see it on ESPN, from 4 to 5. But it'll be a great opportunity to give our fan base a chance to preview exactly who we are and what we're doing.
You're going to do some of the same stuff you've done in the past for the family to come out and, all the stuff around things that they can do, because I know you've done that in the past, inflatables
stuff. We're gonna make it a family affair. It's gonna be a day with the doors, so we'll get a chance to come out. You'll get the family involved. But the good thing is, for the first time since probably my first year here, we're gonna have black and gold teams. So it's not gonna be offense versus defense. It's gonna be black versus gold. We're gonna split the units up. They're gonna showcase a little bit in some situational football. Some situational scrimmaging, some backed ups in the middle of the field, some red zone. So it'll be a great time. So come on out, check us out. It's going to be good football. Let's anchor down.
You got like a training table meal on the line there? Winners get steak, losers get, like ramen or something?
Absolutely, man. It's always winners and losers. So, man, winners get steaks, losers get dogs. So let's get ready.
Always good to catch up with you. Hey, if you have extra seats for that trip to South Bend, we'll go. We want to go see the Notre Dame Vandy game. We're all in.
I tell you what, I'll get you on a Notre Dame Vandy trip, man. But that means you got to buy season tickets, man, to be at the rest of the game. So
done.
That's right. And I'll take care of everything else.
All right. Done. It's done. Right.
Always the salesman.
Very good.
Hey, man, have to be.
That's right. Hey, always good to catch up with you. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
All right. Let's anchor down.